Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. The Yama Yoshev B'tzion, Moshe B'Eshtayin Sal Moshe Mordechai B'nei Akkad Kishlita, Hemuchal Anil V'Meleim, based on the Torah of the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita, Chizkiyahu HaMelech davened for himself and said, in Yeshaya Perek Lamed Ches Pasuk Gimel, in the course of his tefillah, he said, "Atov beinecha asis." He says to Hashem, "I did what's good in your eyes." The Gemara in Brachas and Daf Yud says that he means he was somech geula l'tfila. He juxtaposed the redemption of Am Yisrael to tfila, Gal Yisrael to tfila, and that's why we have this takana l'doros. So we'd like to talk about the nekuda that Chizkiyahu was conveying and the special shaychus that it has to the King Chizkiyahu. And the Yom HaDin were asked, the peace of the Yeshua, did you anticipate the ultimate salvation? Bevadai she'en zo she'ela misuyemet u'miyuchedet greida ela shenogati l'klaliyut dino. This is not just a specific unique question, but rather this is nogea to the klolius of the person's din, because we know that ritzonenu la'asos ritzon chum yimakiv sor shebizu shivin malchus, that we want to fulfill your will, and what's stopping the leaven in the dough and the shibud malchus, the fact that we're subordinate to the foreign powers. The ritzonenu never stopped; they were just ma'akvim. We always wanted to do Hashem's will. And the test to see if the chisaron avodah is only because of the ma'akvim, or maybe there was a chisaron, maybe there was a lacking in ritzoneinu la'asos ritzoncha, that we really didn't want to do Hashem's will. The test to see it is how much it bothers a person that he has shibud malchus. To the extent that a person felt a lacking, that we don't have geula, the extent that a person awaited, anxiously awaited, the Yeshua, to that extent, he can come with a tain of Ritzoneinu Lasis Ritzoncha. Hashem, we want to do your will. But if Shivud Malchus doesn't bother him, Shivud Malchus doesn't bother him, so then you can't come with a tain of Ritzoneinu Lasis Ritzoncha. If you really wanted to do the Hashem's will, then why didn't Shibud Malchus bother you? Smichus Gula Tfila is built on the fact that Klal Yisrael live with the future, with a view towards the end of days. The present life in this world doesn't really have such a important place in this person's life. All of his bakashas, all of his needs are with a look to the future. Obviously, you live the present to serve Hashem, but knowing that that's not the ikkar is the ultimate gilui of kvot shamayim. So all of his bakashas, all of his tzrachim are with a look to the future. A Jewish soul needs fulfilled in order to get to the end. The present isn't the sof pasuk, isn't the end for him. Just a means to get to the goal, to the purpose, to the tachlis. In the meantime, a person has to live his life, and olam hazeh, but the ikar staklis is on the future. Smichus gula tefila explains this nekuda that we're not asking for now. All of the life of the present does not contain enough sustenance, nourishment to sustain a Jewish soul. We live in the present with a look to the future. So we need the needs of the present. But that's not the self-dover, that's not the self-pasuk, that's not the ultimate goal. That's what Smichas Geula Tefila means. It means that All of our tefillahs connect to the Geula, to the Tachlis. When Yeshaya Nabi comes to Chizkiyahu and he says to him, Kvar nigzro alecho gzeiro. He says, Ben Amos, kalein v'uoscha v'tzei. Kach mekublani mi beis aviyabo. Afilu chevuchad emunachas al tzavar shalot amayim natsum min arachamim. When Yeshaya comes to Chizkiyahu and he says, the gzeiro is already nigzro, you're going to die. Chizkiyahu answers, the son of Amos, stop being misnabig and your nevuah and go out of here. I have a tradition from the house of my father's father that even if a sharp sword is on the neck of a person, al yimna atzmo min arachamim, he should not prevent himself from asking for mercy. So the Gedolei Olam ask, we find something similar by Shaul. Shaul was told by Shmuel, when they brought him up after his death, Machara tel benecha imi. And Shaul was makabel, and he didn't answer him, al yisi aisha. There's no yeish, even if a sharp sword's on your neck, you shouldn't stop asking for mercy. Shaul understood, the end is, that's it. So why is Chizkiyahu's response, there's still hope, and Shaul's response was not that? So one holy person explained that Chizkiyahu heard this from a living Navi, and Shaul heard it from Shmuel, who already died. And the explanation is that life means hope. Life precludes Yeish. A Jewish soul doesn't know from Yeish. Klal Yisrael lives with the hope for the future. If the hope is taken away, you've taken away the life of Klal Yisrael. So when the Navi is Misnabe, his nevuah is b'shlichus shel makom, and you can't expel him. So what is Chizkiyahu saying? Kalein v'oscha v'tzei, stop being misnabe and go out. Rather, a navi chai halo b'yachad im nevuaso shel tzav lebeischa kimeisa tavolis sichya. Arei etzem mitziyuso tzoyik v'omer as yaish min rachem. We have a living navi. So he gave a nevuah, and the nevuah said, command to your house, you're going to die, you're not going to live. Leave your will, get your affairs in order, like they say today. But together with that, the etzem etzius of the Navi, the chius of the Navi, the life of the Navi, screams out and says, ah, yisiyayish min arachim, and that's the life of a Jew, there's no yesh. And that all started with Yitzius Mitzrayim on the 15th of Nisan. We received Amuna, and we march filled with hope towards the end of days. Mashen kein divri anavi lachar moso. Shomim rak etzem adiburim b'li etzem achayim. Shemalei tikva ve'omer she'en yeush. But a navi who died, we hear the words, but we don't hear the life. There's no life in the words. It's nevuah. There's no life in the words. And Mimela, there was Yeush. Shaul said, that's it. I'm going. Because Shmuel wasn't a living Navi. But Yeshaya was. So Chizkiyahu heard in these words, he also heard life. Then if there's life, there's hope. That's what this Kadosh Elyon, this holy Jew, meant. Chizkiyahu was makabel, it's mibeis aviyaba from David HaMelech. The union of David HaMelech is a koch of tzipia. Tzipia and lasid lavo. And Chizkiyahu himself, there was a havamina that he would be Mashiach. And therefore, he was saturated with this yisod of tzipias ha'asit, of waiting for the future, of al yisyayish min harachamim. David is tzipia la'asit lavo. Chizkiyahu is supposed to be Mashiach, is tzipia la'asit lavo. Atoiv be'enecho asisi, he was samech ge'ula le'tfila. And Smichas Gula Tfila Shayach specifically to Chizkiyo HaMelech. All the Bakashas and Tfilas Hamida are not to the present. The present doesn't satisfy a Jewish soul. Everything is the hope for the future. And that's why we're Samech Gula Tfila, to show that all of our Tfilas are about the Gula. And this was all Medivrei Maran Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Levarach L'Rosh Yeshivas Hetzal. And out of the Rosh Yeshiva Shalita, that Dafke Etzel Chizkiyo B'Shas Tzaris Sancheirev, Yishai Navi sends to him and he says, Bol Bonam Ad Mash B'Rabakoich Ein L'Leida. He sent to Yishai that the children, Am Yisrael, has come to the birthing stool, but there's no power to give birth. They have no koch to give birth. Yishai 37:3. They needed the Dachav, they needed the Koich HaMoilit, Shiavim Mashiach, and they'll be zochet to Achris Hayomim. They didn't have the koach. Their schus wasn't enough. And maybe that's connected to what the fact that he didn't say Shira. We see there in the Gemara Sanhedrin Sadi Dalet. In other words, there wasn't this combining of the divine providence together with their own kochos. And that's such that they weren't zochet to the koach olada. They didn't have that power to give birth to Mashiach. This is the source of Chavlei Leida of Mashiach. We're having the Chavlei Leida, we have no koach for Mashiach. When you say Shira, Shira is when you relate to the Molid, the one who's helping you give birth above. And just like when a woman gives birth, you need koach ha-molid shal isha yoledes. So to hear of a koach ein l'leida, you need a special koach to be able to bring out, like we discussed in the previous year. We spoke about this inyan of koach ha-leida. Lo k'noshim ha-mitzvios ha-ivrios ki chayos heina. The Jewish women are different. They're chayos. They have a life force. They have a special koach of holada, and therefore they have a koach hamolad adochef. They have a life force behind them. Shabbos is called Shabbos HaGadol, because we had koach gadol oimed al gabov. Kadosh Baruch Hu was with us, and therefore we could take the avodah zarah of Mitzrayim and slaughter it, even though it's not the right thing to do. But that's only when we don't have the tzeirah for the Hanhag Elyona. If you have the tzeirah for the Hanhag Elyona, and it's 100% the right thing to do, we have the koach hamolid. We discussed that at length in the previous year. Tzipia li Yeshua is in order to go out from the Shibin Malchias that's stopping us. And there's another ikuv, there's the Sor Shebi Issa. There's the Yitzhahara. And it could be that that's what we find by Achilas Matzah. But Miyuchad, we have this Indian of Achilah Letei Avon, eating with a good appetite. Rambam, Chometz Matzah 6:12. Chomer Rishonim, Mar'ivin Atzman, Erev Pesach, Kedei Lechol Matzah B'Taiva. Earlier, Chachomim would starve themselves. They would make themselves hungry on Erev Pesach in order to eat Matzah with an appetite. This Mar'ivin as Atzman, this is causing themselves hunger, is a tziur, is an illustration of the tzipias li Yeshua. Also, or shebi isa shema akev, this tzipia li Yeshua, because of the leaven in the dough that's stopping us. Somebody who feels, bothers him, that this or shebi isa, that this yetzahara, this leaven in the dough, is stopping him from reaching Madregas and Avodas, an Avoda that he wants to achieve, that he desires, he yearns for, he pines for. So he's waiting for the healing through the Matzah. That's Mariv Matzmo. He feels Meikalav, this Seor Shebi Issa. So he wants to go to the Matzah. There's no dough, there's no leaven. There's no leaven, there's no Yetzahara. That's the Mechla de Asvisa. That's the machal of refuah, the she'if of the gaguim, this striving, the yearning, pining for the bitl ikov asorah shebe'isa. So the mar even atzman, not eating an erev Pesach, being hungry, is the tzipia li Yeshua, is the waiting for that time we're going to go to a place of matzah, where we overcome the asorah shebe'isa and there's no more dough. We really want to do your will, Hashem. But it's the Sora Shabbos and the Shibud Malchias. So the Shibud Malchias bother us because we really want to do your will. We have the Sora Shabbos, so we chum harishon and be hungry on Erev Pesach, waiting anxiously for that Yeshua, for that time of matzah without chometz, without the leaven. No, we should be zocha to. Have koach hamolid and gula shleima. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom to Israel.